Hi, my name is Julia Cavalieros, and today I'm going to communicate with you all the importance of intellectual curiosity. Intellectual curiosity is the cornerstone of a fulfilling education. According to Everyday Health, intellectual curiosity is used to describe one's desire to invest time and energy into discovering more about a person, place, thing, concept, or idea. Intellectually curious people, additionally, find success in positions of leadership. According to an article written by Thomas Camaro for Forbes magazine, curious leaders are more susceptible to new experiences, which enable them to be more approachable. They're more willing to hire a diverse set of minds, which in turn builds a more inclusive team. Second, curious leaders are more tolerant of ambiguity, which helps them manage the nuances and complexities of modern work life and cope with uncertainty. Curiosity is a required ingredient for a fulfilling life. In May of 1990, Bill Watterson, the creator of Calvin and Hobbes, gave a compelling commencement speech at Kenyon College about the power of curiosity.
A playful mind is inquisitive, and learning is fun. If you indulge your natural curiosity and retain a sense of fun in new experience, I think you'll find it functions as a sort of shock absorber for a bumpy road ahead.
At school, new ideas are thrust at you every day. Out in the world, you'll have to find inner motivation to search for new ideas on your own. Letting your mind play is the best way to solve these problems.
I mean, I've got it too.
Adults who, you know, give you a sense that, yeah, you can learn anything. They encourage you to read books. You know, I could always get as many books as I wanted. I could go to the library. You know, I had a grandmother who would read to us. And it was, you know, it was thought to be a great thing. So early reading lets you imagine all these situations and start to think of yourself, you know, could I ever run a business?
That was Bill Gates reflecting on the importance of staying curious. Upon researching how one can improve their intellectual curiosity, I found a study by Illinois State University. Some of their tips included debating an issue with a friend, but from a viewpoint opposite of your own, learning a foreign language, traveling to learn about a culture or history, journaling your thoughts, do mind puzzles like crosswords, but their number one tip, similar to Bill Gates, was reading. To explore the concept of curiosity further, I decided to adopt the idea of reading and discovered what may be one of my new favorite books, titled Now Go Out There and Get Curious, written by Mary Carr, highlights the courage and privilege we have being curious creatures.
Being smart and rich are lucky, but being curious and compassionate will save your ass. Being curious and compassionate will take you out of your ego and edge your soul towards wonder, a word I inadvertently stole from Chancellor Severud today. Now, y'all go out there and buy somebody broker than you lunch. Thank you.
Curiosity may have killed the cat, but at least it didn't die from boredom. I encourage you all to discover something new today and to challenge your curiosity and expand your mind. A quick thank you to Anchor for the sound effects, Forbes magazine, Everyday Health, the interview of Bill Gates, writer Mary Carr, Alex Crum for his narration of Bill Watterson's commencement speech, and composer Johan Johansson.